إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، قال شيخ الإسلام الإمام المجدد محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله في كتاب التوحيد: باب ما جاء في الرياء وقول الله تعالى: قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه مرفوعا، أي رواه مسلم، قال الله تعالى: أنا أغنى الشركاء عن الشرك، من عمل عملا أشرك معي فيه غيري تركته وشركه. We continue reading the explanation of كتاب التوحيد from الملخص في شرح كتاب التوحيد for our Shaykh, our beloved Shaykh Al-Allama, Baqiyat Al-Salaf, Al-Doktor Salih bin Fawzan Al-Fawzan, حفظه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات. We're going to continue reading the explanation of the chapter about Al-Riya. ما جاء في الرياء, about showing off. The Shaykh mentioned, as proves the ayah, the last ayah in Surah Al-Kahf. The last ayah in Surah Al-Kahf. And alhamdulillah, we took that last class the week before the past. We continue today by reading for you the explanation of the hadith of Abu Hurairah. The hadith that is collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, also Imam Ahmad ibn Majah ibn Khuzaymah rahimahum Allah, on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah says, and this is a what make this hadith? Hadith Qudsi. It is hadith Qudsi. ما الفرق بين الحديث القدسي والحديث النبوي؟ What is the difference between the hadith Qudsi and the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ What is the difference between a hadith Qudsi and hadith نبوي؟ نعم. نعم يحيى. أحسنت. هو كذلك. جزاك الله خيرا. That the hadith Qudsi is the hadith that is narrated by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, but its wording is from Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Allah speaks, but is not Quran. Is not read. It doesn't have the rulings of Quran. Okay. That's why you find in a hadith Qudsi, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, Allah says. But it's not Quran. It's not from the Quran, does not have the rulings of Quran. But this is the statements of Allah that are related to us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, الَّذِي لَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى, the one who does not speak out of his desires. So this ahadith Qudsiyah, the ulama, this says, yes, from them is sound, and you may find some that is not, as opposed to the Qur'an. All the Qur'an is, it is no, somebody can say, no, this ayah is not, or this week, لا, أعوذ بالله. And the hadith al-Nabawi is the statements of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he was sent to mankind to teach them the religion. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He does not speak out of his desires, or from his own self, It's all revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who can give me another example, another hadith qudsi? An example, hadith qudsi, because this is not the only one, by the way. Another hadith qudsi in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in 40 hadith, you don't have to go Bukhari, 40 hadith. Na'am Muhammad.
The hadith where Allah says that he goes to war with the one who goes
with. Say that again.
The hadith where Allah says he is against the one that is against the friend of Allah.
Awliya Allah, As-Sa'id says, من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب. But what's the beginning of the hadith?
I can't remember.
Nice, that's good, good enough. Naam, that's a hadith. We have the hadith when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يا عبادي, إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلتهم بينكم محرما فلا تظالموا. The long hadith in the 40 hadith when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibadi, O my servants, I have made dhulm, oppression, forbidden upon myself and made it forbidden amongst you. So do not oppress one another. So there is a couple of narrations. That's a homework. Find 10 narrations of hadith Quds. Alright, Muhammad?
Yeah.
That's not just for you. That's for you, but an assignment. Alright?
Yeah.
Because he answered right. That's why you get, that's like a prize for you. Alhamdulillah, to find 10 Qudsi hadith. For others, then you, mashallah, it's up to you, inshallah. Tayyib Muhammad?
No, inshallah.
Alright. By the end of this class, you give me those 10 hadiths, okay? La, inshallah, we give you some time. Alright? Give you some time, get back home, get some breakfast. And then start your search, right? Jazakallah khair. Now, so here in this hadith, on the authority of Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنَا أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَاءِ عَنِ الشِّرْكِ مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا أشرك معي فيه غيري تركته وشركه. Translation into English of this Hadith al-Qudsi, I am the one who never be in need of a partner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أغنى الشركاء يعني الشرك. Allah never, ever in need of a partner. So if anyone does anything, any act of worship, any action, in which he associated, he or she, because here had a little leap, the women too, the females are included. If anyone does anything in which he associates anyone else with me, I shall abandon him and that which he associated with me. And that which he has associated with me. Taraktuhu wa shirka. Subhanallah. Hada yatrukuhu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Famalla. Ya subhanallah. Nas'alullah as-salamu al-afiyah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قال الشيخ الفوزان حفظه تعالى أنا أغنى الشركاء عن الشرك أي عن مشاركة أحد وعن عمل فيه شرك. That Allah سبحانه وتعالى is in no need ever for a partner. You see, Likewise, Allah does not accept any deed when a person perform it for Allah, but he associates others with Allah in that. قال أشرك معي فيه غيري أي قصد بعمله غيري من المخلوقين. When Allah says, talks about the action that a person does while associating someone else with Allah in it, he says, meaning a person intends, now here is the intention, قصد, القصد. Person intends behind the action and performing it for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For other than Allah from the creation. Because people, they intend with certain actions of worship other than Allah. Like the Quburiyun, those who go to the graves, and of the awliya, and of the righteous people who died, and they call upon them instead to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal'iyadu billah. قال تركته وشركه أي لم أقبل عمله بل أتركه لذلك الغير. Said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leave that person who associate partners with him and that action as well. So he said, meaning here, Shaykh Fawzan says that Allah does not accept that action. That person, he prayed, that person gave sadaqah, that person made the umrah or hajj, but it's not going to be accepted. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leave and that person to that action and to that person or that thing that he has performed the action for. وَلْعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ ثم قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله معنى الحديث إجمالا. معنى الحديث إجمالا. The general meaning of this hadith, قال يروي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن ربه عز وجل وهو ما يسمى بالحديث القدسي أنه يتبرأ من العمل الذي دخله مشاركة لأحد برياء أو غيره لأنه سبحانه وتعالى لا يقبل إلا ما كان خالصا لوجهه. الله سبحانه وتعالى لا يقبل إلا ما كان خالصا لوجهه. هذا أحد شرطي قبول الأعمال, الإخلاص, والثاني أن يكون العمل وفقا لما شرع الله سبحانه وتعالى, ما يسمى بالمتابعة, المتابعة للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وما جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. The general meaning of this hadith, the hadith of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, this hadith قدسي, as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم conveys the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty and ever majestic be He subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet ﷺ narrates to us that Allah rejects and does not accept any work intended for others besides Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah rejects and does not accept. And what do you think about someone who Allah rejects his deeds? La ilaha illallah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa al-afiyah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejects any work intended for others besides Him, through showing off or the like. See, that's how the deeds are rejected by Allah. Has nothing to do with the person or their color or what country he's from, Arab or non-Arab. No, because of show off, riya. And from this you know khatar, riya, the danger of riya and showing off. وَعَلَيْنَا أَن نُعَالِجْ أَنفُسَنَا. And we have to check ourselves, check our actions. Are you performing it for Allah or for something else? Indeed, Allah accepts only the work devoted entirely to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. مُنَاسَبَةُ ذِكْرِهِ فِي الْبَابِ. The reason why Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, rahmahu ta'ala, mentioned this hadith as a proof in this chapter, قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله أنه يدل على عدم قبول العمل الذي داخله رياء أو غيره من أنواع الشرك. This hadith indicates that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejects any work, meaning actions of worship, any work intended for showing off, or is impaired by any other act of polytheism. So the deeds has to be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sincerely for Allah. ما يستفاد من الحديث, some of the benefits of this hadith, Shaykh mentioned four of them. أولا التحذير من الشرك بجميع أشكاله وأنه مانع من قبول العمل. This hadith includes a warning to stay away and not to approach any act of polytheism, as it causes the work and the action to be rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because shirk come between a person and his actions being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if that person cries in that action, even that person as what appears to the people that this person is doing this and good, but with Allah that person got nothing because he is associated partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not about what the people think about you or me, it's about what you are, how you do the action and who you're doing it for. Okay? And who you're doing it for. That's very important. ثانياً وجوب إخلاص العمل لله من جميع شوائب الشرك. It is an obligation of having sincerity while performing actions of worship. All actions has to be performed for Allah and sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have to be purely free of any type of polytheism. That's why the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they focus on teaching tawheed and shirk. You see, as opposed to da'awat al-batila, as opposed to the deviant groups and parties and the ahzab, they don't focus on tawheed and shirk. You see the shirk in their countries, but they just focus on shirk al-qusur. They say shirk al-qubur intaha. They say that nobody's worshipping no graves these days. Come on, guys. You guys going too far. Tawheed for all these years, 1400, and you're still talking about tawheed. Meaning these are the ikhwan al-muslimun, tabligh, sufis, and the like from the deviant groups. It's like, you guys still talking about this old thing? Ain't no such thing. Ain't nobody worshipping no graves these days. Now you have to look at those people who in their palaces and their mansions, and they've taken the wealth of the Muslims, and meaning the leaders. And they turn the people from the akhirah towards the dunya. You see how it is? And is it true or for real that there is nobody worshipping the graves these days? There's a lot of graves in so many Muslim countries. And if you say every single Muslim country, except maybe a few, one or two or three, you'll be right, that do not have graves that have been worshipped by the people. People go to them and ask those people in those graves that which they should ask only Allah. They slaughter for them, they take nudur for them. And then these wicked people, the like of al-Ikhwan al-Muslimun, Jama'at al-Tabligh, and many others, they says, no, there is no such thing. Tawheed, you can finish. One lecture is more than enough for Tawheed, but then you have to focus on the most important thing, politics. Focus on the rulers and turn the people against the rulers and call for demonstration and call for chaos. Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, he says, Tawheed is the main subject of all prophets and messengers. And it should be the main subject of any da'i who's upon the path of Allah. That's what makes you know those who follow the path of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and those who are not. Tawheed. As for the rulers, na'am, the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they advise them according to the Shara, they advise them as legislated by Allah, not come up with their own ways as the Ikhwan and others and from the ignorant people and the Khawarij, of course, forget about the Khawarij. Aynam. That's why the Shaykh said, subhanallah, that the Sunnah is Ahlul Sunnah Ghuraba, the people who call to the manhaj of the Prophet ﷺ, they are strangers. They are few. And the Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, I heard him saying more than once, and him and his brothers amongst the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So that's why it becomes strange when somebody talk about Tawheed and warn the people against Shirk. They're like, what are you talking about? But if somebody talks about politics and the rulers, the Sheikh, he says, that's why you find when somebody talks about Tawheed, a few people attend. But if you bring a controversial topic, the roads are full of people. I mean, if those du'ats, those callers that call to controversy, calls to division, and they don't abide by the manhaj of a salaf, well, you hear them. Like when Salman al-Awda comes to go to any city, how many people attend his class, they say, hey, the roads are blocked. What are you going to come and tell them? The ruler said this and the ruler does that. But when a great alim comes from far and he talks about Tawheed and Shirk, some people, even they sit there, they say, what are you going to talk about? And as the alim began to talk about Tawheed and the Aqidah, they start to leave. Like, that's what he's going to talk about? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is the subject of the Quran. The main topic in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Thalithan, wasfu Allah bil ghina. This hadith affirm one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al ghina. Huwa al ghani subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's self-sufficient, he's in no need for anyone or anything. Rabi'an, wasfu Allah bil kalam. Likewise, this is from the hadith and the narrations that affirm another sifa from the sifat of Allah, the attribute of Allah, of al-kalam, of speech. That Allah speaks, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as you know, in the class on Tuesdays, we are, alhamdulillah, studying in details, not very, very details, but more than just this, the sifat of Allah. Now, as we are reading from the book, Sharh Aqidat al-Salaf, for Imam al-Sabuni, the explanation of Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahullah ta'ala. وعن أبي سعيد رضي الله عنه مرفوعا ألا أخبركم بما هو أخوف عليكم عندي من المسيح الدجال قالوا بلى قال الشرك الخفي يقوم الرجل فيصلي فيزين صلاته لما يرى من نظر رجل رواه أحمد. هذا الحديث رواه أحمد وكذلك ابن ماجه والحديث إسناده حسن كما قال الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله تعالى في صحيح الجامع And then the Shaykh mentioned the last hadith in this chapter on the authority of Abu Sa'id radiallahu an, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shall I tell you what I fear for you more than al-Masih al-Dajjal? So the companions radiallahu alayhim, they says, of course, O Messenger of Allah, yes, we would like to know. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's the hidden shirk. Ash-shirkul khafi. The hidden polytheism. There is, and he explained it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, there is, he gave an example, he said, there is a person stands in prayer, and on seeing someone looking at him, he tries to beautify his prayer. Person stand to pray for Allah, he ain't praying for Buddha or for Sanam and idol, but then when people looking at him, that person now beautify his salat for the people that looking at him or around him while he's performing the act of worship, which is the best acts of the ibadat, the al-badaniya, the salat. And this hadith is collected by Imam Ahmad and Imam Ibn Majah, and with a chain of narration that is sound, as Imam Al-Albani rahimahu ta'ala mentioned in Sahih Al-Jami' in the hadith number 2607. Al-Masih, يقول الشيخ, هو صاحب الفتنة العظمى سمي مسيحا لأن عينه ممسوحة ممسوحة أو لأنه يمسح الأرض أي يقطعها بسرعة. First he tells us who is the Messiah here at Dajjal, the Antichrist, the one who will cause the greatest fitna, the greatest trial and tribulation. And this is going to happen, one of the major signs of the hour. When this happens, then this is going to happen before the establishment of the hour, when the Masih al-Dajjal descends. And al-Dajjal, لأنه كثير الدجل أي الكذب. He was called al-Dajjal because he lies a lot. Allah وليعذ بالله. والشرك الخفي سماه خفيا لأن صاحبه يظهر أن عمله لله وهو في الباطن قد قصد به غيره. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم called this type of shirk is hidden. Sheikh Fawzan, he explained to us why. He says, because the person who performed the acts of worship, as in the hadith, the Prophet gave the example of prayer, that person, what is appears to the people that he's praying to Allah. He's not praying for an idol or for Buddha or this, but inwardly he's performing the action for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By him purifying his salat for who? For the people that are looking at him. المعنى الإجمالي للحديث يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله كان الصحابة يتذاكرون فتنة المسيح الدجال ويتخوفون منها فأخبرهم صلى الله عليه وسلم أن هناك محذورا يخافه عليهم أشد من خوف فتنة الدجال وهو الشرك في النية والقصد الذي لا يظهر للناس ثم فسره بتحسين العمل الذي ينبغي به الذي يبتغى به وجه الله من أجل رؤية الناس. In this general meaning of this hadith, the Shaykh Salih Hafidhahullah, he says, the companion, they used to talk about the fitna. They were talking about the fitna of Al-Masih al-Dajjal. And they were afraid of it. And this is a great fitna, may Allah protect us from it. But the Prophet ﷺ, he informed them there is something that he fears more for them. More than this fitna of Al-Masih al-Dajjal. Which is shirk, having shirk in the intentions. Since a person will perform an act of worship that looks for Allah, this person is performing what Allah commanded them to perform, but the intentions is for someone else, وَلَيَّدُ بِاللَّهِ. As the Prophet ﷺ, he explained in this hadith, that a person beautify his action, the act of worship, that we were commanded actually to perform it for Allah alone, but this person doing it because the people are watching him. Same thing, not just the Salat. Quran, person he beautify his voice, not because we are commanded to beautify the voice, but he goes to a little bit far because people are watching, or people, because he wants the praise, oh, he got a beautiful voice. Now every time he's going to find a different tone to please the people. Okay? Likewise, sadaqah. Someone gonna give sadaqah, it's good, but if he's doing it for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's gonna be a problem now, even though he gave. That's why the ulama, he says, رُبَّ عَمَلٍ كَبِيرٍ صَغَرَتْهُ النِّيَّةِ وَرُبَّ عَمَلٍ صَغِيرٍ كَبَّرَتْهُ النِّيَّةِ. One of the Salaf says, the ulama of the Salaf, he says, perhaps an act of worship that it may be huge in the eyes of the people, but because of the intention behind it, it means nothing. Means nothing. And perhaps an act of worship that is so small and insignificant in the eyes of people, but with Allah is huge. Why again? Because of the intention behind it. So the intention is very important. مناسبة ذكر الحديث في الباب مناسبة ذكر الحديث في الباب أن فيه التحذير من الرياء وفيه تفسيره. The reason Sheikh Islam Imam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab رحمه الله mentioned this hadith, he says, he introduced it in this chapter because it contains a warning against showing off, riya. And also he explained to us what is riya as well. Not only is a warning against it, but also that it is it shows us what's showing off. So it contains an admonition against approaching riya. And once again, Ikhwan, we should be concerned and we should be serious about this matter. Because the nafs, it's easy to deviate. It's easy because the nafs, illa man rahim Allah, except from those that Allah has mercy on them and aid them and protect them, people usually, as a human, they like the praises. They like to hear, man, that's a good brother, mashallah, alhamdulillah. You know that brother here? Allahu Akbar. That's why we shouldn't be praising each other like that. Say what is right. Because that may get into that person's head. Now how are you going to get it out? Aynam. Rather the Salaf, they used to, when somebody praised them, they used to put dirt in their face. Don't praise like that. Allah, yuzakki man yasha. Allah knows who's really, you know, upright. But alhamdulillah, as long as a person doing actions, we say alhamdulillah, akhuna fillah yasalli kada, alhamdulillah, min khairatin nas, hakada. But to keep praising a person in their face, and he's this, he's that, this is not from the way of the Salaf. This is not from the way of the Salaf. But still, if the people praise you, that should mean nothing to you. Because you should know yourself. People praise you or talk bad about you, then you have to say, look, I know myself better than them. If they only know what I be doing when I'm not around them, they may not even smile in my face. Not along saying what they're saying now. So, in this way you have to constantly check yourself. Don't you ever depend on what the people say about you, because that's not going to help you in Yawm al-Qiyam. In Yawm al-Qiyam, I said, well, the people said good about me. It's what you do, and how you do it, and who you're doing it for. What's your intention, and how you do it. And what aqeedah, of course, upon the correct aqeedah, as the ulama, when they mention the two conditions of the acceptance of the deeds, that number one has to be sincerely for Allah, and number two has to be according to the what Allah has legislated, meaning the mutaba'ah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say with the sound aqeedah, of course. The person has to have sound creed. ما يستفاد من الحديث. We conclude this chapter and this class of today, inshaAllah ta'ala, by reading to you the benefits that the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan ta'ala mentioned in this hadith. أولاً ثلاث, three benefits. في الحديث شفقته صلى الله عليه وسلم على أمته ونصحه لهم. This hadith also highlights that the mercy of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was lenient, kind to his ummah, concern for their safety, because he is to advise them and warn them against what will destroy them and destroy their deeds. And this is known, the Prophet ﷺ was sent as a mercy, rahmah lil alamin. There is not a good that will benefit us in this life and hereafter, except that it came to us through him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And any destruction, any ruin, or any evil act that we know we're supposed to stay away from is because he warned us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثانياً أن الرياء أخوف على الصالحين من فتنة الدجال. That رياء, number two, رياء, showing off, is more dangerous to the righteous people than the fitna of المسيح الدجال, subhanAllah. You see? Righteous people, they pray, they fast, give sadaqah, read Quran, this, command good, forbid, yeah, even commanding good and forbidding evil. Alright, somebody is commanding good and giving advice to one brother with it, but what are you doing it for? See? The people, they just like, oh, mashallah, the brother, but what are you doing? Are you doing it for Allah, because this is what we're supposed to do, we advise one another, or are you doing it for show off or for other reasons? ثالثا الحذر من الرياء ومن الشرك عموما. الحذر من الرياء ومن الشرك عموما. We have to be aware of riya and be cautious, ya ikhwan. Study more, as these classes, they just put us on a path. But you gotta go home and read more about the riya. Read statements of the ulama. Give yourself a homework. Go home and find more statements, lectures. There are lectures about the riya. There are muhadarat, durus lil ulama. Find the lectures and the classes given by our noble scholars who are upon the way of the Salaf. Find their statements of Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, and lectures by Shaykh ibn Baz, Shaykh ibn Taymin, al-Albani, Shaykh Fawzan, Shaykh Rabi', Shaykh Abdul Muhsin, many other mashaykh, Shaykh Muqbil, rahimahumullah, and the other noble scholars that we didn't mention their names and their students of knowledge that are known to them, you will find lectures, a lot of material, alhamdulillah, on this very important subject matter, showing off. And also the general shirk. And also you read on the shirk. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from riyah, from showing off and from shirk. And make our deeds sincerely for him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira.